episode of 1010 Word Recommend. I am currently very high off the energies and the vibes of a chai latte with two extra shots of coffee. It's that, my general je ne sais quoi, and the good vibes of this room.
Absolutely. I also am high off of a chai latte that I had this morning, and I'm drinking a cappuccino as we speak.
How many lattes do you have before 11 a.m?
That's a really good question. I try not to have any more than two coffees before 12.
Right, okay.
But I will put two shots in each coffee. So it's giving...
I'm trying to do a coffee a day.
Oh, really? Just one? How many did you generally used to drink?
I didn't used to like coffee because I was very immature. I had a really, really immature palate.
Yeah,
and then
same.
Life started happening and it was either that or crack cocaine.
That's exactly how... That's exactly how I feel.
Coffee... One of the C's had to do it, and coffee felt like the more sustainable one.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I also used to hate coffee, and now I'm like, it's a necessity.
Yeah, because I cannot stay awake.
Can you tell the difference between the beans? Can you tell when like the beans are given?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I know nothing about it. I just drink whatever it is that's going to keep me awake and
100 alert.
But yeah, I'm alert. I'm here. I'm active. It is me, Talani.
And it is me, Gina. So I recently finished Killing Eve. I know you didn't watch Killing Eve, did you?
I couldn't get into it. And I'm disgusted with myself because it's Jodie. Like, of course I should get into it. Well, the first season was anyway. And she's
a phenomenal...
If there's
anybody
I could resemble in my life, instead of my working life, Jodie is that bitch.
I absolutely love Jodie Comer. My God,
yes.
It's just too much. It's too much. I love her.
I'm going to try again, though.
Yeah, try... I mean, just the first two seasons, don't watch anymore because it...
Do you want it? So I remember seeing the advert for the first season, right?
Yeah.
And I remember it was like at a cafe, and the little girl was like licking a lollipop,
yes.
And then she shoves the little girl into the ice cream. I was like, I'm gonna love this.
Yeah, that is like, a bit of you.
That's a bit of you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's a bit of me.
Yeah.
But anyway, Killing Eve.
Yeah. So Killing Eve, it's finished now. I think it finished at, I can't remember if it's season four or season five, but anyway, it's finished. And the finale of this big epic show that started off so well happened. And I feel like I can say this because it's not a Netflix product, so I'm not going to get fired. The finale was absolutely terrible.
Oh, no.
The ending was so... But I'm so sorry. It was not good. And the thing is, online, people were saying, this is not good. Like, it became like it was a trending topic. Like, people were like, what is this ending? Like, let's pretend that it ended at this point. Like, the ending was not giving. The ending was not giving. So my question that I wanted to ask you was... Is there anything, TV or film or otherwise, that you've watched and been invested in where you're like, this ending did not slap?
No, so many.
Really?
Including books. I remember one time reading a book, I can't remember what it's called now, but I was on the train, it ended so badly, I just left it on the train. And I'm like, God! And
someone else could have this shit.
I was like, you forgot your book? I said, no, I didn't.
It's not my book.
Really? I was so annoyed about it. I was like, you didn't... Why are you so angry? But it's when you get so invested. But I do think loads of TV shows end really badly.
Yeah, they do.
I think loads of TV shows end really badly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one now that I was like really... Desperate Housewives, I thought, just ended badly.
And that's really tough because I imagine that... I mean, how many seasons did it go on
for? It went on for so long. It went on too long, I think. That's what the problem
is.
Yeah. Oh, what else do I think ended badly? What else would you say?
I know you didn't watch this because you don't fuck with the dragons and that, but Game of Thrones...
Everyone says that.
I mean, I know it's an obvious one to say, but my God.
Everyone says
it's the
it
kind
so
of shows
bad.
Where it's like, you can kind of tell... Well, Game of Thrones is not the same, but there are some shows where you can kind of tell that they didn't think that they were going to get more than a couple
right,
of seasons.
Okay.
And eight seasons later...
It just didn't. Okay,
like,
so what shows do you feel like, oh, I feel happy about how that ended?
Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, that is true, actually. That summarised everything I wanted to do. Yeah, that's true. I thought Insecure ended well for me as well. Insecure ended how I wanted it to end.
I heard that. Yeah, a lot of people were saying
it was a happy
ending,
and I love a happy ending.
Yeah.
What's that like, the ending of? I feel like if I was the writer and I'd, like, given up on, like, how to end the show, I would just say it was all a dream. Do you know what ended like that? Sunset Beach. If anybody ever watched Sunset Beach on Channel 5, I remember that's how... The last episode was she woke up and it was all a dream. I swear to you, that's how that show ended.
People would riot.
That's how... We used to get in trouble for that in school. If we ended anything, if it was all a dream, we got in so much trouble.
Yeah, because it's so basic.
Yeah, it's so basic. But that's how it ended. Sunset Beach was all a dream.
Wow.
A waste of everybody's sweet time.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, it's a huge waste of time. You're like, so I invested this for what?
And then what?
Wow.
But anyways. I'm sorry Killing Eve did that to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about it too, but, you know.
I mean, it is what it is. Jodie didn't write the season, did she?
No, she didn't. Look, Sandra Oh, Jodie Comer, phenomenal jobs. You did amazing and everyone involved in it. I just didn't love the ending. And that's nothing personal.
Wah, wah, wah.
But speaking of being invested, a show that I'd say you and I are both heavily invested in.
Heavily invested in.
Selling Sunset, yes. Season 5. What I love about Selling Sunset is that you don't have to wait too long for another season.
I know. It's like, let's keep it coming.
So obviously we all knew from the internet that Jason and Chrishell were a thing.
Yes.
In this season, we see...
We see it. Oh,
their relationship.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, from the first time I saw them like touch hands, I was like, oh...
And what literally, is it you don't
my
like
first
about
initial
it?
Reaction was like, can I actually watch this whole season?
Right.
With them being lovers. It's not right. It's not right. And the first conversation you was having with Mary about it, this is the problem I have with this relationship. Like, it is incestual. One of your best friends, that's her ex.
Yeah, that's mad.
And
that
you guys were
really
talking
mad.
And she was like complaining, like saying, oh my God, he's changed so much. Mary was like, yeah, I know, I dated him. I'm sorry. Huh?
Yeah, that was weird. There was a point where like Amanza and Mary, because Amanza obviously knew Jason in that first, and then Mary's her best friend from like 20 years.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. And then I introduced him and then they went out 20 years ago and it's like, and then Chrishell was sitting there like, no. I don't think I could ever do that.
No, it's not right.
It's not right.
Did you like the relationship? I mean, they're done now, so clearly they didn't. So, how did you feel about it?
Do you know what it is? I didn't really have that many. I didn't really. It was weird, but it felt like a good. If we're going to see this as scripted, it felt like a good plot twist or like a weird plot twist, but like a good enough plot twist to get me like. You know, when you can't look away from something, that's
right,
like...
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
But what I was interested in more, and I don't care what you think about Chrishell, what I did respect was that she wants her kids.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
and
I get that.
She was
that.
Very,
yeah,
very upfront.
Adamant about it.
Yeah.
And was like, she don't want this. I rate that so much because I think often when you date, right, it feels weird to say exactly what you want, innit? Because as a woman, you're just meant to go with the flow.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh,
and
he'll
take what's given
mind.
To you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-mm. But like, I rate it. Like, I want kids, you don't. Okay, so party done then.
Because
we're clearly not on the same page or book.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah, I respected that.
And I think there's a conversation that should be had really early, you know?
Yeah.
I'm talking first date. I'm not saying kids with me, but would you like children?
Listen, I remember I had a friend, yeah? And her sister, she'll never listen to this, so it's fine. But her sister was going out with this guy for 10 years.
No. How old are they? 10
years. When they first started going out, they were 22.
Oh,
so by now it's 32, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. How's my man now coming around saying that he doesn't want to get married or have kids after 10 years?
And why wasn't this a conversation we had in year
one? I think
one?
It was a conversation that they
and
had.
And he said, yeah.
Yeah. Then he decided, you know what, not for me, babe, not for me.
Men are actually blood clots. Like,
listen,
like, you are so wicked.
I'll go to prison for that, you know.
You are so wicked.
That is ridiculous. That is, if you want to talk about waste, like, okay, look, experiences, it's not a waste, but...
I don't know, some relationships are a waste of time, data, and mobile phone battery.
You know what, you're so right.
And it's fair to admit that.
It's so right.
Because yeah, I get it. Like, they're like, oh, you know, someone like, you know, it's how you felt and it was an experience and it didn't end. It just expired. But it also wasted my sweet time.
Yeah.
And I feel her pain. I too was in a 10-year relationship, but I was a lot younger.
Mm.
So it was a bit of a different waste of time. I just wasted my 20s. That's what I wasted.
You
my
didn't.
Sweet, sweet 20s. I was in the best shape of my life. Anyway, Selling Sunset.
Yes. So, the relationship was odd. But other than that, I'm like, where is... Okay, let's talk. Before we get to Christine, obviously we're going to get there.
We are going to get there because that's all they centred it around.
Then, yeah, that's true.
I just want other people to have a storyline. I love Christine, but I actually got bored of her always being a narrative.
I agree. And every conversation that was had was about Christine.
Jesus Christ.
Before we get to Christine, though, because this person is affiliated with Christine, let's talk about the new
yes,
cast member.
Chelsea, right?
Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
British Nigerian.
Yeah, it's bop.
Thoughts on Chelsea? I was very confused by the accent at first.
Okay. So I know someone that knows her, right? So I messaged him. I was like, is this how she talks all the time? Or do I feel it more because she has the accent amongst Americans?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know sometimes you can hear it a lot more because everyone else has an American
That's
accent,
true.
Right?
And if you're surrounded by them, you start to mimic.
Yes.
Okay.
And I also know that when I go to America, I'm a knob. I'm like, well, hello there. Because I just know they find it attractive.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
like,
so
oh, yes,
up, yeah.
I'm like, oh, don't be silly. Mm. I do all of that. I do hammer it up. But I couldn't figure it out if she was hammering it up or that's how she naturally spoke.
American, Australian,
but
which
also,
one?
If you were to pinpoint what location the accent was from in London?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, cool. Do you know what? I do rate her, though. I do rate her a lot because she manoeuvred how I would maneuver. Anytime someone brought up anything with her, she was like, I don't want to talk about that.
I totally agree. And that's how I would maneuver. So
I thought it was sick.
Listen, you can't tell me that Chelsea didn't go to all girls private.
Yeah.
Or boarding
she
school.
She knows what to do.
She is smart.
Mm-hmm. And also think about it. She's probably watched the show right before she got here.
Yeah.
So she knows, I think she knew who the girl he likes.
Really?
Yeah, I think she kind of was like, yeah, I kind of vibe with this person, but also I'm not going to sink along with her, but I'm not going to bitch about her. Mm. And that's how you do girl code.
Mm.
Like, you don't like someone, cool, but I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about them.
Yeah.
And that's, because I think it got to a point where it was like a mob mentality, like every single time all of you would get together and attack this one person. I'm like, I hear it, you don't like it, but okay, we've heard.
And the thing is as well, again, and I think I said this the last time we spoke about Selling Sunset, you have to be smart. If somebody has been moving mad, like like how they say Christine has, you don't have to be smart to make sure that she doesn't turn the tables on you and now all of a sudden you're a bully.
Yeah.
Every time somebody came to talk to Christine, they were just like, and I'm like, that's not going
to
work.
And I think it's because everyone wanted to prove that they were big and bad.
Yeah.
You can't bully me, Christine. So they got there before she got there. It was like, relax.
Like, yeah, they needed to relax because it really was. I couldn't believe, like, I was actually feeling sorry for Christine. I was like, wow, she must be tired.
At some point, I thought it was like, this must be so boring for her.
Can't come in the office. You can't do nothing. Like, it's just so...
Do you know who I did like this season?
Who?
Random, because I think she said but two words. Brett's girlfriend. She has the best, like, that girl can smile.
Yeah.
Every time the camera was like,
What's her name? Tina or something?
I can't remember, to be fair.
With bare tattoos?
Yeah. I just thought her smile, she just smiled the whole way through it. She's having a great time.
Yeah, she's really, really nice.
I quite liked her.
Yeah, she seems nice.
Yeah.
I really liked Maya this season. Maya always does what she does.
They don't give that woman enough respect because one thing she does is do her job. She does her job.
Always.
She does her job.
Always.
All the time.
Always. She's selling, she's doing her thing. She's pregnant. Every single season, she must have at least five kids.
How she has is she a baby, always pregnant? And she gets the job done every single season.
She does.
I felt like we lost attention on the homes this year. I felt like I wasn't seeing enough homes.
I think you're right.
And I missed that. Right. I genuinely did that seeing like homes that I can't afford.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favourite pastime. Like when I'm bored, I'm like, oh, right move.
Yeah. You're
and then
right.
Like, I move the gauge. I'm like,
you're actually right. Because I remember how interested I was in the homes when I first started and like being like, oh, trying to guess how much the commission would be. And like, you're right.
And I think we've gone past the homes and too much into the drama.
Yeah.
And if the drama is just going to be about Christine, it's enough.
What do you think about the bribing storyline? Do you believe that that's true? Do you believe Christine that she didn't? Ah, sorry, you haven't finished it. Okay. Let me spoil it for you. So basically, at the end of the season, who comes... What's her name? The new one, Emma, says to Jason or Brett, I don't know which one, that... Christine called up one of the clients and said that she'd pay the client $5,000 for him not to go with Emma, but to go with Christine instead. Do you believe that?
Is that something that I think Christine can do? Yeah.
$5,000 though. Surely she'd offer at least 10. She's got money.
I think she'll do it.
Mm. I was reading.
I don't think it's like below or beneath her or anything like that. I think she could do it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of attention.
Because Christine is one of those people that, like, you don't want her to be your enemy because she would do everything.
That's so true. You
like,
really don't.
Like, everything to screw you over. She's very calculated. Again, I like her, right?
Mm.
But a fact is a fact.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like you, she will sting.
Yeah, that's true.
So I do think she's capable of doing that.
Yeah, she constantly... It's like... She constantly acts out like she's having this conversation with Heather, and Heather's like, look, Christine, you can't keep... I know you're trying to be funny. You can't keep talking about people like this. Like, you've got to put yourself in other people's shoes. And Christine's
she's
like...
She's so funny, though.
Cheap shoes.
Yeah, she's so
Christine, funny. Like, it's not up to that.
She's
like.
So funny, though. I have a lot of time for her.
I have a lot of time for Christine, too. And to be honest...
Without her, it won't be what it is. I don't think.
I would really... Like, look... I really think that the show would suffer without Christine. Also, Christine just looks fabulous all the time. And I think of all the people for her to befriend and actually be able to be friends with, who I don't think would be able to mess her around, who I don't think she'd be able to mess around, it is a black British Nigerian.
Yeah. It made so much sense. It absolutely is Chelsea.
Like, I was like, of course she's going to befriend like that. Of course. And when they were walking to, I know they did it on purpose in the show or whatever, but like, them walking together with their outfits and being like a black Barbie.
It was so good. It gave like an updated Clueless.
Yeah, it was,
and
I loved it.
They've grown up and they're now like real estate agencies in LA and having a great time.
I lived it. It gave that
and I think it was a good time.
It was a really good time. Okay, so I know you've got a couple of episodes left, but there's a reunion that's going to happen.
Okay, so the word heard on the street, mm-hmm. as I've seen on the Twitter street, mm-hmm. is that Christine won't be there because she has COVID or she had COVID.
Mm. Is that what they're saying?
Sorry, so what is going to happen without her?
I don't know. It's giving...
Unless they get her on Zoom.
It's giving Real Housewives when someone doesn't turn up.
Yeah.
I don't know because... But the thing, what I do like about that though, and look, if anybody watches Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, this is like when Mary didn't show up to the last reunion, they're going to have to find something
Salt
to talk about.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Utah.
Okay.
It's so good.
I haven't got
it.
That far into it.
Oh my God, please.
I've stuck to Atlanta.
I'm begging you to watch the Salt Lake City one.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
But they're going to have to find something else to talk about. And they're going to have to start reckoning with each other because these lot, if they didn't have Christine, they would have to start turning on each other.
What is there to talk about?
Yeah, I agree.
Also, my last final point on it is that Mary has absolutely no business being the boss of that place. She's too biased.
Yeah.
She's unable to do it without thinking of, like... Because she's still very hurt by Christine, right?
Yeah,
because I think
true.
She definitely considers Christine as one of her close friends. She still feels very
Why
hurt
did Christine
by it.
Say that they're not I know. Good. That's not good, is it? Come on. Why did Christine
they
say
live
they're not
together.
Close friends?
Now, you lived with her, Christine. You were close friends. But Christine's also hurting it, so she says what she wants.
Yeah,
she's
that's
hurt.
True. That's
but
true.
I think Mary's too biased. They should have got an outsider. It was too, like, she was too biased. Mm. I don't think it made sense. That she wouldn't have made a good boss in that space. She should go to another office.
And she's best friends with one of the bosses as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the reunion. I love Selling Sunset. It's one of my favourite Netflix shows.
Do you know if there's going to be another season?
I actually don't know that.
Right, okay.
I have no
Interesting.
Idea.
I wouldn't mind if they ended it.
Really? Mm. I wouldn't want it to end there, though. So I don't think that ending was that good.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't very final.
But I wouldn't mind if they ended it.
Right.
Unless they're going to have another season, give us a new story. I will write a storyline, for goodness sake. I just don't want it to be centered around Christine and how everyone hates her again.
I tell you what, Christine has got her own business now. Have you seen?
Yeah. I follow her on every social media app going. I follow that woman.
Everything. So
yeah.
She's obviously got Real Open now,
yeah.
Which is like, what is it? House buying plus crypto? Mm. Something like that.
Sure.
Queen. So I would love if there was a reality show that actually just, you know, when they do the offshoot and it's like randomly they follow someone else, like with the Kardashians,
yeah, that would be
and it's
fun.
Like Khloe and Courtney, and you're like, why are we following them? Anyway, I think they should do it with Christine.
Yeah.
So
I think that will be fun.
My friends at Netflix, you heard it here first. Let's
make
commission
that.
Let's make that happen.
That sounds fun.
Shout out Christine.
And let Chelsea pop up a little bit with her gorgeous, gorgeous children.
Oh my God, so gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
Chelsea looked good. I can't even lie. She
did.
Looked good.
Her wigs
were
great.
The wigs were, and I was worried.
The wigs were so good.
The wigs always have to bang, and she delivered.
Yeah, yeah. She did
delivered.
A very good job. Well done, Han.
Yeah. Well done, Chelsea.
I went on her Instagram the other day, and honestly, she just looks like she's having such a good time in life.
Bless her soul.
Like even when she was pregnant, I got that far down.
Oh really?
Because when she was still pregnant with her first child, that's how far down I got.
No, she's actually living. And I think she did
great.
A really good
Having
job. She represented herself really well on
I
the show.
I thought so as well.
Really, yeah. Really well. Really well.
How tight you, Chelsea?
How tight you, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Right.
Rightio.
Shall we get into the old recommendations?
Let's get into the recommendations.
Okay, so I have two recommendations for this week.
What are they?
My first one is a South African film called Silverton Siege.
Okay, mm-hmm. Tell me more.
It's already out now. Right, how can I describe this? Because I'm not very good. Basically, it's about this group of anti-apartheid activists mm-hmm. who they rob a bank. And it's about, you know what it's like? And I know I always, every single season, recommend this show. But if you're a fan of Money Heist, it's literally Money Heist, but South African edition. That's literally what it is.
Okay.
And the majority of it is set in a bank. And like there's a couple of them in and they lose some people and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But it's very good. And it's also the added dynamics of, I don't know much about the South African sort of like race politics and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Very, very interesting. I watched it yesterday. I enjoyed it.
Film, series?
It's a film.
Okay.
And I don't know if it stars... It doesn't star anybody that I recognised.
Okay.
But it is... It is good.
But you would recommend it?
I would recommend it.
Okay.
And just to give you the exact synopsis. After a failed sabotage mission, a trio of anti-apartheid freedom fighters end up in a tense bank hostage situation. So it's giving very much action, very much Money Heist, very much are they going to make it, are they not going to. There's a line in it where the guy was like, the only way you're going to get out of this is death or prison. And I was like, yeah, that's Money Heist. Also, there's a snake in the group.
Always.
So, yeah, added tension. It's good.
Okay, cool. I'm going to watch it.
I recommend it.
Second recommendation?
My second recommendation, even though I haven't seen it, but I want everybody else to watch it, and then I'll probably talk about it next week, is Russian Doll Season 2. Russian Doll Season 2. Russian Doll favorite
show. Her hair colour in that is so good. It's so vibrant.
Well, I love Natasha Lyonne.
Her hair colour is so vibrant. I know that's not the point of the show, but no, it's such a vibrant colour.
Beaut.
Yeah,
who
I'm really
is her hair colour?
Yeah,
oh,
really,
my
really
God.
Nice colour.
They deserve an Oscar.
Yeah, really good colouring.
So, Russian Doll, the first one. Again, I've spoken about this loads of times because it's my favourite Netflix show. But what was it even about? It was about a woman, stars Natasha Lyonne,
yes,
who relives the same part of the day over and over again. So it's given very much Groundhog Day, even though I haven't seen that film, but that's the reference that everybody gives. There's a second season. I was always very in two minds about whether it needed a second season. If you've seen the first season of Russian Doll, you'll understand what it means, what I mean by that, because it can definitely stand up by itself.
Yes.
But I reckon give it a chance. I'm going to give it a chance this weekend. So I'm offering up to you guys to remind you that the second season of Russian Doll is on Netflix now.
Nice.
What are your recommendations?
So this is like a recommendation, but also I've got two actually.
Okay.
So one is just to let you know that It's a Sin is now on Netflix.
Yes! I actually can't talk about It's a Sin.
It is a brilliant show. It was originally Channel 4, and it's about the AIDS and HIV epidemic. And it's honestly, it's just so, so good.
I cried
like a baby.
And I cried the next day even talking
about
it. I
cried like a baby. Just to let you know, right, if you are Nigerian and you're watching the first episode, there is a scene that you just have to forgive, and like it never happened. Please.
Okay.
When you see it, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Don't let that put you off. Mm. After that, you never have to go through that again.
They didn't try.
It was as bad as my Jamaican accent.
Woo!
But forgive that.
Right.
And then you're in for a very, very good, sad learning time. It's not a good time, but it's a really, really good show.
It's an incredible
show. It's amazing.
Show.
It is amazing. And I was like on the judging panel for the BAFTAs, and I was like, yeah, it has to win something.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wait, is that happened? Yeah, that's happened now, so I can talk about it. Cool. My recommendation, which is a Netflix show, is Daniel Sloss, which you actually recommended to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that. He's a comedian who does that live shows.
Yeah.
And there is an episode called Jigsaw. Why is that so hard for me to say? Am I even saying it right? Jigsaw.
Oh my God. It's the fact that you literally get paid to do voiceover work. Why can't you speak?
Jigsaw. J-I-G-S-A-W.
Jigsaw is what
Jigsaw.
It's called.
I can't say it. I don't know why. I got so much saliva in my mouth. I'm really excited. It's the coffee. And anyway, it's a live comedy show and it is brilliant. I will let you know that if you like dark comedy, which I kind of do, but it's a good one. It's not that one that was like, oh, that feels unnecessary. And it's really, really good. And there's the end of it where it talks about relationships and finding your person and being with the right person. And it's probably one of the best analogies I've ever heard about wanting to be in a relationship. And he's just brilliant. I think he's really, really funny.
I think it's amazing.
I watched it a few times since you recommended it to me.
Yeah, and I love that he shits on people in relationships.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it in that. You are such a bitter singleton.
He shits on them. He shits all over them. He takes a massive shit on people in relationships. And he's like, you're probably with the wrong person. And I'm like, that's right, Daniel, they probably are. And I'm single, but at least I'm not with the wrong person.
Yeah, sure. But when you mention shit, do you know what made me realise? I saw a telly first in my whole entire life. I'm watching this show, I finished it now, called The White Lotus. It's actually really good.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And for the first time ever on television, I saw shit come out of a man's bumhole. And I realised that I've never seen someone poo before. Like, I've never actually seen a poo come out. Have you ever seen it on television, ever?
Did you not watch Two Girls, One Cup in school?
No, but they didn't. The poo was already there.
The poo was coming out.
It wasn't coming out. I don't think it was coming out. That was the worst time in education ever. Two Girls, One Cup was awful.
Traumatizing. It was
awful. I feel like maybe I've forgotten it.
The background.
It was so... And they just... Every time you went anywhere, someone's like, have you seen Two Girls, One Cup? You just have to keep watching Two Girls. It was...
Sorry, anyway.
Awful time.
Why was he pooing? What happened?
He was like shitting in someone's suitcase as an act of revenge, right? And I saw it and I was like... And I was like, why was I so shocked? I was like, I don't think I've ever seen poo actually come out of anyone's bum. Because when you poo, I don't see it.
How do people make... That, do you reckon he actually pooed?
I think he actually pooed. No, the way it was so close up, he genuinely was shitting. It proper shocked me.
That is really shocking.
And then I was just like, you've seen so much on television. Why is this? I was like, Not a shit.
Bloody hell.
I've seen so many bad things and that's what took me.
Yeah.
But yeah, shit on relationships.
Oh yeah.
Shitting on people's relationships.
Yeah, and I love it.
Boo you people.
Boo.
Do you know what? I really hope you're with the right person because otherwise that is an internal life of sadness and always wondering if there's someone better for you. I hope that's not your truth, but if it is, I've been a very single Tanani, but if you also want to be with me, I don't mind relationships. I know that sounded bitter then, but I would like someone to be very much in love with me.
Me too. Thank I want to get much. Proposed to.
Yes, that would be great. We have been two singletons recommending a TV show. Also known as 1010 Would Recommend.
Yes.
Where can they find you, Gina?
So you can find me at Smile Gina, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And where can they find you, T?
And you can find me as Tolly_T on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find Netflix at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, and at Netflix on TikTok also. If you want to talk to us about the TV shows that we recommended, which was a lot today, yes. Please tweet us, hashtag 1010 would recommend. Share your thoughts on all things Selling Sunset, all things shit coming out of bums, all that. Yeah. Maybe actually not the second one because I feel like that could get us
No, because then that means people will bring back Two Girls, One Cup.
That's true. And I never want to experience that again
in my life.
Ever.
Ever.
So this has been the podcast for the place that I work, which I just spoke about, Two Girls, One Cup. Thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you soon.
We'll be here next week. Bye.